Here on the 12th annual Total Theater Tony Show, we have a recurring visitor, someone who has shared his love and knowledge of Broadway with us a few times before, and he's back once again. He writes for various different theater websites, including BroadwayStars.com, TheaterLife.com, and sometimes even Playbill. More importantly, he is the author of the book that's still around after all these years, Honky Tonk Angel, The Intimate Story of Patsy Cline, which is now in like its 11th printing from Chicago Review Press. So he knows a little something about music and about musicals. So he's joining us to talk about one of the big Tony categories. Please welcome Alice Nasor. Hello, Alice.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Always great to be with you.
Thanks, man.
It's kind of a crazy business. Do any of us really know what it's about?
No.
Every year when the nominations come out, you say to yourself, What were they thinking?
Were there any things that struck you as completely weird or bizarre?
I think that Hamilton will not win every category that it's nominated in, and I think featured actress is one of them. As good as Renee Elise Goldsberry is, I think it's Jane Krakowski's year.
Mm.
Actually, it's a pretty power-packed category.
Well, let me read all the nominees in featured actress in a musical. That is your category of the Tonys. Danielle Brooks from The Color Purple, Renee Elise Goldsberry for Hamilton, Jane Krakowski, She Loves Me, Jennifer Simard from Disaster, and Adrienne Warren from Shuffle Along. So you're saying that despite the presence of Goldsberry and Hamilton, and maybe some talk about Danielle Brooks from Color Purple, it's going to be Jane Krakowski's year?
I think so. I think she's the darling of Broadway. Everybody seems to love her. She doesn't take herself too seriously. She won the Drama Desk Award. Well, I don't know if that's a precursor to the Tony, but quite often it is. But I just think she's so well-liked, and she is just absolutely incredible. She actually walks off with the show, and She Loves Me. Without her, I think it would be kind of like, it's a decent revival, to say the very least, but I think it would be kind of boring without her.
Okay. Let me ask what you thought of some of the other performances, even if you don't think they're going to win. For example, Danielle Brooks in The Color Purple.
Well, Danielle Brooks is tough competition because her Sophia brings the... I mean, I know you've been to many shows where you see these standing ovations, but in The Color Purple, there are standing ovations during the show, and she gets one of the biggest right in the middle of the show. Sophia is just a beautifully written character, and the audiences just love her because she's sassy, she's heavy, she's supposed to be ugly, she knows how to sashay across the stage, you know, she knows how to wiggle that you-know-what.
So do I.
The audience just love her, and I think she's tough. She's probably the toughest competition to Jane Krakowski.
Now, let's not forget someone from a musical that the Tonys nearly forgot, the very spoofy Seth Rudetsky musical Disaster, which made fun of disaster movies, and they're saying that the one most memorable thing in that was Jennifer Simard as the nun.
I definitely agree that she was memorable, but there were, I mean, it's a shoe-in that Seth put together very quickly. It did okay for a couple of weeks because all of his friends and, you know, like associates came to see it. But it had a lot of fun moments. It just, if you liked the Poseidon Adventure, you would have had a good time there. And Jennifer stole the show, but also the young kid who was nominated for the Drama Desk Award in the featured category, who plays boy and girl in the show. I guess he was her tough competition.
I didn't see Disaster. I'm sorry I didn't. It sounded like a lot of fun.
A lot of people didn't.
It closed
weeks before it was supposed to. But I think everybody predicted it wasn't going to be around very long. Mm-hmm. It was just fluff.
Well, nothing wrong with a little fluff now and then.
Shuffle Along was in a lot of trouble all through previews. They delayed the opening. The cast were cursing the director. The director was cursing the choreographer.
Oh, boy.
But it opened, and my God, it's just an incredible experience. Now, as incredible as Audra McDonald has been through the years, I'm not sure she was always worthy of a couple of the nominations she received and a couple of the wins. But to not nominate her this year is really a sacrilege, because if she's never done anything great in her career, she is absolutely mesmerizing in Shuffle Along.
What made her so special in this role as opposed to some of the other, like Billie Holiday or Carrie?
Well, Billie Holiday was a great event for her because she completely adjusted her voice to sing like Billie Holiday. But in this show, she really digs into the blues and she tap dances, and she and Brian Stokes Mitchell are just magic together.
Oh, wow.
He didn't get nominated either. So.
Can I ask, what was your favorite show of the whole season on or off Broadway?
Well, I would now say Shuffle Along.
Really?
I considered Hamilton for last season.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I definitely think Shuffle Along. But now Off-Broadway had two outstanding shows, First Lady Suite and Southern Comfort, both unique. I was going to say quite unique, but that's not right. They were both unique, and both had great, great, you know, chemistry and stars that really knew what they were doing.
So I guess the last question for Ellis Nasur, whom, again, you can read in BroadwayStars.com. Also, some of his articles are on TogleTheater.com. I forgot to mention that one.
Thank you very much for that archive. By the way, I would like to mention that it's a sin that On Your Feet was just totally...
Oh, right.
The Gloria and Emilio Estefan story was just completely ignored by the Tonys, except in the choreography category. Very deserved nomination. Yeah. And I think there are two outstanding featured performances in there. Andrea Burns, who was so incredible in The Heights and won the Drama Desk Award. And then playing the grandmother, Alma
Cuervo. Yeah, she's been around for a long time, yeah.
I guess she may be the only Hispanic who was never in The Heights. but they both...
It's starting to sound like Donald Trump now.
Alma really just walks off with every scene she's in. And again, why they didn't nominate the young lady playing Gloria. She's incredible.
She was really good.
Gloria. But we're getting off. Now, I wanted
well, that was a tough category.
Adrian Warren and Shuffle Along, because other than Jennifer, that might be the one name that doesn't stand out to people. And she plays two roles in Shuffle Along. She plays Audra's stiff competition in both of those roles. And she does this great voice, a very squeaky voice for one of her roles, and then she comes out as a sex pot for the other role. So she knows how to get noticed, and she's terrific. So it's a good category, but I think Jane's going to win.
Okay, cool. I mean, it isn't necessarily fair to have such a famous actress go up against her in a featured category where you almost want to see semi-unknowns or journeyman people have their moment.
Well, every year we definitely look forward to that, and this year we have several of those. But you know, Jane always thinks of herself as a character actress. She never thinks of herself as a star, a leading lady. Hmm. And she said that quite a bit this year in different interviews that she's done at these, you know, Tony meet and greets. So maybe it's her year to win the featured category.
Now, Ellis, do you go to the Tonys?
I go to the Tonys when I work in the press room, and then I also always get invited to go to the dress rehearsal on that Sunday morning.
Which oh, nice.
Is really fun, because except for announcing the winners, it's the show that you're going to see that night.
Even more fun than the event.
I agree with you, because you don't have to sit through the commercial.
That too.
Have you seen the prices for this year's Tony Awards?
What are they?
Like $8,000 a ticket.
Oh, because they put in the Beacon, which is smaller than...
They have 3,000 less seats thanks to the screw-up with Finding Neverland, Mr. Dolan of Madison Square Garden, and Mr. Harvey Weinstein are getting their revenge by putting the Tonys into the Beacon.
Well, wait, because they couldn't get Radio City? What did that have to do with anything?
Well, even though it bombed horrendously last year when they did it as the Spring Spectacular, Radio City... Dolan and Weinstein have decided to bring back the show as the Summer Spectacular,
okay.
And they purposely are opening it so that the Tonys can be rehearsals opening right around the time of the Tonys.
Well, you know, the Tonys used to be in a regular Broadway theater, so...
Exactly, and frankly, I think they would be great if they still were.
Yeah.
But, of course, it's all about money, too. You know, the League wants to make money, and I think that the League... especially the American Theater Wing, they depend on the royalties from the Tony Awards to exist because they don't make any money on anything else.
Oh.
The Broadway League, of course, gets dues from all the Broadway producers. So.
Well, the Wing has been working in the theater seminars.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, there was a really interesting guy off Broadway this season. He didn't have a long, long run because I guess he couldn't get a visa to stay in New York very long. But we welcome you back again next year.
Who?
Your show.
Oh. Well, Ellis, you didn't come to my show.
I couldn't get there this year, remember? My brother got married. I had to
push
between you and my brother.
Well, you chose your brother
I chose
over
my brother.
Me?
Yep.
Well, maybe on my next year's Tony special, I'll have your brother on instead of you.
Would love it. Because you know what my brother does? He watches the first 3 minutes and turns it off.
What does he watch, the basketball playoffs or something?
I have a lot to tell you about the Tonys.
Well, I'm glad that you care about the Tonys and that we can talk to you, Ellis.
But you know what? We did write you up and give you a big photo.
Yes, we did.
With the underwear, with the long johns in the background.
And that's why you're on my special today.
Oh, listen, always a pleasure. Thank you for remembering me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Likewise. And enjoy the Tonys.
See you soon.